Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Revolution.
In his goodness and love, see I can never doubt it. And that is strength and power, see it never makes a coward. The lyrics off the mountain, think I found it. Christ sent, represent a fire spitter. Revolution, raw mission. This is what the people want, liberated from their sin. And it's all what God wants. Heaven gates to let you in, but the prophecy is told. Life and death is your choice, and God's word is Christ's voice. Nice that this rap sport captivate the audience. Satan want me audited, push the music to the labels, put the deal up on the table. Industry is saturated, so I came to elevate it. Leadership appreciated, Jesus Christ consecrated. Circumstances difficult, know the Lord will get you through it. Stay away from lies, Jezebel and the spirit of Judas. It's all been written, baby, the radio gon' play me. I hope you find the truth in Jesus Christ, time's clear.
Yeah. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing life. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus.
And whatever the situation, I'm never feeling cased in. I know some real goons that like the tracks, they say they blazing. And so I keep it moving, put the flame to the music. Through the prayers, keep improving, trust Christ, he gon' do it. While the demons go dispute it, never lose the real focus. No dark magic, witchcraft, or ill five potions. And for sure, it ain't no temptress, I ain't judging you, girl. But the lust is in your eyes, and it's a deviant world. And the children keep on dying for profit. Ain't no logic to this airborne sicknesses with spores and deposits. And the block still clocking. The prophets in the mix, in the midst. Said it gets main, got his wig split. In an untimely fashion, got his mama asking God, why is life so hard? Do we answer his call or do we play it off like he ain't talking? You better watch the way you walk and watch your mind. I'm so inclined in the end of time.
And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing life. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing life. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm feeling punished, keep on praying, I'm honest. I ain't worshiping no aliens, angels, or objects. I'm a man under Christ and heir to the promise. I've been through it with these ladies with babies and drama. It ain't no karma, this is life with sin and repentance. You got a grudge for your bodies in the mud. You try using forgiveness, cause the hard heart is closed up. Like you gon' live forever. Yes, you gon' live forever, but where is the constant measure? Think you got it figured out? No one do it's all faith. And that's what making eternal life just so great. Cause we got to get there. Hell is no option with a soul in the coffin and the demons stabbing often. I'm aiming for the highest high. Why should I tell a lie? Put your wonderment in Jesus. There's a ripping in the sky. And the man in the mirror had a thriller feeling bad. Tell him that it's human nature till I'm dead and
bad. Yeah. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing life. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing life. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
I got action in the place to be, you know what I'm saying? That race one through two, you know it's all good. Revolution one time. You know how Rev do it. That's my engineer if y'all ain't know. We in the Harlem, baby. Ain't nothing going on but the revolution rap song. Young G in the zone. Riding feeling good, contemplating on this real level. Still
still trusting in the Lord, man, that's what I tell him. Reminiscing on the days like way back when, watch the memories fade, name the time for friends. Like my little bro Javon Tate, rap on the runway, the music about to take off, and that's what some say. Holla at my brother twin, tell him what I'm going through. Struggle what we going through, read what you going through. I'ma keep it prayed up, laid back, matter of fact, facts matter, do it real, how you feel? Tell them in the church house, tell them on the block. Knowing time flies, ain't no wings on the clock. Just watch, never trust shooters, and your boy been through it. Man, you know how Rev do it. Riding in VA on a sunny type day. Cruise around the way, no sign of the rain. I'm still real, tell my people how I feel. Some my young G and OGs living life shit. Ain't nothing wrong with a green thumb, dude. Come through, I'ma show them what you been through. I tell it like it is, see the smile of my kids. Even though the trial's coming, gotta get it how you live. Keep the Lord first, like the verse in the song. Like the hearse in the storm, never outweigh the song. This is how I kick it, dick it up, all black, fat. Crawl for the morning of the prophets, they're back now. Back to the track, no religion on mine. Man, we keep the faith and we live just fine. Never trust Judas and your boy been through it. Man, you know how we do it, huh? That I play, the equivalent of training for the talent gateway. In the balance they say, in the money and the fame. Y'all do sound lame, know the jewels in the game. D-grade women, mislead children, and you recognize the change while you ex-Earl Simmons. And I'ma keep it real to the people in the public, knowing some gon' hate it and some gon' love it. While the fake lovers hate it, we gon' still stay praying. The blind pray for, man, tell me what you saying. Never trust Judas and your boy been through it. Man, you know how Rev do it,
tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here, man, live every Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, for sure, man. Today's topic, revolution. You know what I'm talking about? Revolution / revelation. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to be, you know, this first segment of this broadcast, we're going to be interviewing one of my favorite His hot ministers of the gospel, you know what I mean, of Jesus Christ. He goes by the name of Revolution. You know what I mean? This dude is the truth. I'm talking about because he is about the truth. He's about the truth business. You know what I'm talking about? He is a true representer and ambassador of the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about he ain't scared to represent him either. You know what I'm talking about? So I love the way he goes straight off for God Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? You will experience the power of God when listening to Revolution's music. Those first two songs we just played, y'all heard it. You know what I mean? That was his music. That was Revolution. We got plenty more on deck, you know what I mean, and everything. We're going to jump into it, you know what I mean? So he's a true warrior in God's army, and he is a cool, down-to-earth homie as well, you know what I mean? He's reachable, you know what I mean? And he should be up there amongst them greats when it comes down to this music, man. The dude's sick with the lyrics, man, so I was about to name some of his favorite songs, some of my favorite songs, should I say, but we will play that Holy Ghost fire is for your soul, you know what I mean, doing this broadcast. So I got so many of them that's my favorite. Tell y'all, this is my favorite dude, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into it, man. Before we get into it, let me go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our life. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your sacrifice through Jesus. Father, I ask that you would come in and lead this broadcast. Father, please get the glory from this broadcast. Lead our hearts. Lead our minds. Guard our hearts and minds. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is still against all evil. So, Father, let your will be done. We now decrease so that you may increase in us. So, let your will be done this day. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you. Amen. For sure, man. So, with that being said, man, let me, look like my homie Revolution already on the line. That's what I'm talking about. Let me bring my homie on up in here, man. Hold on, hold on. Revolution, what's happening, man? You on live when hip hop meets the Christ. Unmute your mic, everything, man. What's happening with you, Revolution? Well,
what's up, bro, man? What's going on? Top of the morning to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Top of the morning, man. Sun shining down here. I don't know what it's doing over there with you.
Man, yes, I'm in the overcast DMV, man. I'm out here in Clinton, Maryland. You know what I mean? Just getting a few things. I'm real, bro. I'm transparent, man. Bless the Lord Jesus Christ, man. I'm out here about to see my mother, you know what I'm saying, getting a few things for the kids at the house, man, you know, just living a normal blessed life, man, under the Lord, you know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about, man, and I appreciate you tuming in and coming on through, man, because believe it or not, some people, you know, let us down, but I appreciate you, man, because like I tell everybody, man, you the homie, you know, like, you the homie, you're down to earth, man, I appreciate you, cuz.
This right here is, long overdue, bro.
Yes.
It's been a minute. We've been back and forth for about 2 years now on the little social media. So, you know, and we did a couple Bible studies, you know, so right. To finally get on the air with you and chop it up, man, about the good Lord, man. I'm excited, bro.
That's what it is, man. So, man, for sure. I guess we just open it up with this, man. I'm about to play the Days of Noah. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to introduce the song to the people and just tell them what inspired it. I know everything inspired by the Lord, but, you know, tell them a little bit about the song and everything. Then we'll come back and get some more of your testimony and everything like that, bro.
Absolutely, man. Days of Noah. Well, everything starts in the Word of God. Jesus said, you know, the days shall be like the days of Noah, as is the coming of the Son of Man. So, you know, when you look around you, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, spiritually. You know, there's a group of people, there's a mass of people, you know what I'm saying, probably a smaller mass of people that actually can see a lot of the spiritual darkness that's actually happening right now in front of our eyes. And when you go back through the Word, you know, Jesus said, I am the first, I am the last. So, you know, he's been there. You know, since the beginning, you know, God sent him, but he's always been there. And he referenced the days of Noah because of the activities that were taking place in those days before God sent the flood. You know, there's a lot of misconception, a lot of, you know, traditional religion that has diluted why God actually sent that flood. And the reason that God sent that flood was because of the genetic mix-up that we have in Genesis chapter 6, where the sons of God, which were the fallen angels, found the women of earth, regular human women, to be attractive and bore children from them. So, you know, we had a lot of sin prevalent. We had a lot of genetic mutation, not only with the human beings, but we had a lot of animal genetic mutation going on and a lot of sin. So Days of Noah is the track to basically put us back on and put us in perspective of, okay, you know, God's word is still the same. Jesus said it. You know, Jesus said this, so you know, you know. And what we're looking for, and it's beautiful because God puts it in perspective like, okay, in the days of Noah there was the ark. God said he should not flood the world with water ever again, and the rainbow is symbolic of this. However, this judgment is coming. Now, there is no ark, but how are we rescued from that judgment that's to come? And it's not by water, but there's a judgment coming. What is our ark? How are we rescued? And that is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So you can draw a direct lineage from not only the sin that was going on in those days to the things that are going on now, but you could draw a line between a way out and the hope. One was the ark, and in these days and times is Jesus Christ. And praise God. You know, and there's more to that. But, yeah, days of Noah, man, just try to put people up on what's going on right now and letting people know that the Lord's word is prevalent when it comes to how we living and where we at in this thing right now.
For sure. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. You tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Interviewing my homie Revolution. You know what I mean? This is song Days of Noah. We'll be right back in a minute.
Understood, I'm trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical, they speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul to stay. Big grown, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred, man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand on the stand, save the sun in his plan, man, the last days to come. Songs, $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech, they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they don't wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it, and when they gon' be a man, oh my God got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel shout. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell souls. Revolution last, they say, ain't no. But it's all bullets still post in the hood. Tell them that truth, spit fire in the booth. You can ask Twin, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those need. I ain't really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the we
weight above my shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they wanna sympathize with these world crimes up on their minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you weed smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call. Member, honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Jesus is what Satan ain't. You know what I'm talking about? One of them things that stuck out with me, man. Jesus is what Satan ain't, man. And see, I like how you know what I mean? You don't hold back. And that's how we all live, too, man. We roll with it. We don't hold back either. And I like, you know what I'm saying, how you touched on and let people know it wasn't just, you know, men sinning among, you know, humans sinning among humans. It was actually the angels, the, you know, fallen angels sleeping with the humans. You know what I'm saying? And that's where giants come from and all that stuff like that, man. So I'm glad that you speaking on it, man. But the gift inside the soul. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
There's a lot of learned behaviors, brother, that we, you know, that God has allowed to take place because, you know, we serve a just and righteous God. Everything will be judged in the end. But there are a lot of human behaviors and traits that we do not know where they come from and where they originate, period. From jewelry to weapons to eyeshadow to certain types of clothes. There's all kinds of things that human beings were not supposed to have knowledge or be privy to in terms of how to live. And that's why God destroyed the Tower of Babel. You know, it was an incredible statement. We're going to build a tower and reach God. But furthermore, the Bible tells us that the secrets of angels were amongst men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous, you know. And
right.
But, you know, all things work for the greater glory, man. All things work for those, you know, who love God for the good, you know. And even if they're the most heinous, dark, you know, there's a lot of just information out there that people just aren't privy to. They don't know.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, and no one can say God is boring. Because it's all there. It's tons to know the Lord and His creation.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. See, we, you know, we shine light on them demons. You know, ain't no hiding from us. We got the light. You know what I mean? The true light. We ain't representing all of the light, but we representing the light. You know what I'm saying? Satan disguised himself like an angel of light, like ministers of light. His ministers do the same thing. But we come to represent the truth. You know what I'm saying? We come to represent the truth, man. So, glad you're here, man. I'm glad to be interviewing you, man. I got, I believe it's my other host, man. I still ain't got used to your number. You know what I'm saying, Young G? Genesis, man. What's happening, man? Revolution on the line, man. It's Genesis. What's cracking, homie?
Hey, you already know what it is, man. What's happening, King? What's happening, world? You know who it is. It's your homie, man, Young Genesis, man. Revolution in the building, man. Wait a minute, man. The wait is over. This is the moment I've been waiting for right here. Right here. We're talking about giving the world a whole brand new perspective. You know what I mean? We're talking about a renewing and a transforming of your mind right here today is what's taking place. In case you didn't know what's about to happen, you know what I mean? We're introducing you to the kingdom. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. You understand that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Christ told us to go out and preach the kingdom. So we're preaching the message of his kingdom. This knowledge that you're getting, get understanding of this information, because without the understanding of this information, it's just information. But see, this game, this God's anointing moving everybody, the revolution is dropping down. I need you to pick it up right now. You understand that? I need you to pick it up, and I need you to hold it close to your heart over here. I need you to hold it close to your heart. He say, let them that has ear, he that has ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But see, this is not the age of the church, so we can't, we're not calling to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church anymore. We have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the kingdom now. It's time to usher in his kingdom now. That's the purpose of this revelation that's being dropping, if you're taking it. You understand that?
That's right.
So I just want to urge the callers, you know what I mean, to really, really, really take this particular broadcast. All of the broadcasts are important, but this is a particularly special broadcast. It's personally special to me, you understand me, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And you understand me? And one will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. You understand me? And he say, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not depart to. So when I hear this voice, when I hear this trumpet sound, I begin to witness, and I begin to recognize as we play this this brother's song on this broadcast. And I'm in my truck sometimes on the job, and they listening to the music, and I'm literally seeing the miracle take place, because I'm seeing dead bodies raise up. What you talking about,
G? Right.
Well, let me break it down like a shotgun so you pop some, huh? All right, check this out. I'm literally watching dead bodies being risen. Dead bodies how? Not in the literal sense of a dead body, but in the figuratively speaking sense of mentally dead. You understand? Wait a minute, man. Dang, I just caught what he said. Now they can understand the information. Why? Why? Because of the particular messenger that God is sending. See, God is talking to a today generation. In the today generation voice. See, Moses was that one that he introduced us to the law of God. You understand me? And I believe that Jesus Christ introduced us to the grace and mercy and the love of our Father God. He was the personification of grace, mercy, and love. Okay?
Hey, bro, what he say? What he say? He said, in the last days I shall pour out my spirit unto all the earth.
Your sons
and your daughters will begin to dream dreams and have visions and prophecy. Mm-hmm. This is an age where the kids were ripping the video games out the box. We not reading the manual. We just went. And that is showing you that these kids, these youth, are ready to receive the word of God in fullness and in truth. And when over the ages, if there's knowledge that's been suppressed and there's things that God wants to show us in his word, in these days and times, in Jesus, is going to overflow and burst out. These children, their ears and their eyes, that the world that they're born into right now, they are ready to receive it in its fullness. Because these kids want to know. You say Jesus, they want to know why. And if what you have to say, and I don't mean that the Word of God has to compete, but if the Xbox, if the PlayStation, if the TV, if the movie can outdo what you have to say for the King, then it's time to go back to the lab and restructure it and do what you have to do to go out there and save souls. You have to position this thing for the youth, because the will of God is that none should perish. That's what he said. The will of God is that none should perish. And unless God is alive, which he isn't, everybody with the breath of life, everybody with the breath of life in their lungs is a candidate for salvation. I don't care how wicked they are at this point. That means there is much work to be done, and the laborers are few. Okay, well, if there's much work to be done, then how do we equip ourselves? Well, we have to go out here, and we have to compete with the movies, the Xbox, the MP3s, the iPods. Well, how do we do that? We refer to God. And what did God say? He's going to give it to you in spirit and truth. Would you like to hear about the youth want to know why? Why, Jesus? Why? What is my soul? What is the value of my soul? Well, let me tell you about the value of your soul. Let me show you here. Let me show you there. Let me show you some things in that word. This generation is ready. This generation is ready to receive it. And we, as the servants of God, we have got to equip ourselves with the proper knowledge. We cannot any longer run away from research. We can't run away from the truth. We can't stop connecting the dots between what is happening in your realm of effect in the Word of God. There are things right now in front of you that are not specifically listed in the Bible. So how do you connect the dots? You need Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what I'm talking about,
Christ Jesus, because there are things right now in your realm of effect by name that are deterring children, taking the youth left, taking the youth right, that are not specifically listed in your Bible. So how do you combat against the enemy? You got to have Christ, the living God. You got to have a daily fellowship with the Lord so he can fill you in. You can't reject the reproof and the reproach and the correction and the teaching and instructions from the Lord if you plan to go out and save souls, because what is the will of the Lord? That none should perish.
That's right.
What was the Great Commission? That we should go out and preach the gospel unto every living creature under all four corners of the earth, period.
That's right.
So how do we do it, man? How do you fight a war successfully? You get the best armor, you get the best weapons, and you go. And this is how we equip ourselves. We say things like Days of Noah, because the youth need to know. They need to know why the women wear eyeshadow and why they're attracted to makeup. They need to know, because lust can lead you straight to hell.
Absolutely. Very well spoken.
If we ain't girded up, we're not going to be effective. Not that this is a competition, but we have to be girded up with them secret things
and them
fundamental gospel things. Does not the dog eat the crumbs off the master's table? Do you know that scripture has revealed itself to me over and over again? The more research and the more wisdom that God gives his servant, you start to understand why the dogs eat the crumbs off the master's table. Because if even the crumbs are good, go get it.
Right.
Go get it.
You know, hey, man, God's out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word shall be established, man. And that's funny because lately I've been really, really, really pushing the issue of understanding, really pushing the issue of in all that get and get the understanding. Why? Because just as he's spoken, this is a brand new era. This is officially the era of the kingdom age, being ushered into the manifestation of physical existence. You understand that? But, you said, how we going to do that? How we going to do that? How we going to war with that? How we going to go to war with that? How we going to let the masses know what they don't know? How are we going to not only do what Christ did, but how are we going to do greater? Because he said, this that you see
like
do,
that.
So shall you also do even greater. So, first of all, in order for us to do greater, we have to do what he did. Like Revelation was saying, homie, he was kicking it right quick. He hit it right on the head. Bullseye target. We have to have Christ. Now, what does it mean to have Christ? Not just have a basic, general, traditional knowledge of what someone told you about Christ, but I'm reminded of somewhere in the scripture that should be taken literally where it says, study to show thyself approved. Now, when I say study, I'm not just saying pick up the Bible and read the pages of the Bible and sit and meditate on that, although that is definitely one way of unlocking the secret to the wisdom and knowledge of God, because he said, ask, and it'll be given, seek it, and you'll find it, and knocking it up to knowledge and wisdom and understanding will be given unto you. Now, in order to access that information that Christ had, that inner peace, that security, that strength, that anointing, that knowledge of oneself and capabilities, we have to connect ourselves to the Father, the Creator. Once again, we can't go, you don't go to the retailer to find out how you work the merchandise, you go to the manufacturer. They the ones who made it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we live in a society where we're being told by men and by religious leaders, we're being told by the Pharisees and the Sadducees of today that we can't question our God. Well, he says, how is you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know who you are? Except ask me. No one gets to the Father except they come through me. What am I? What am I? What am I? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wait a minute. Ding, ding, ding. Red light. Bullseye. Hit it on the head again. That's that word again. Truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wait a minute. Truth. Like you said, there is a lot of very, very, very interesting and very, very, very important information that's in this era, in this realm that we live in, that is not
that's
on
right.
the pages. You have
that's
to
right.
live this experience. And if we begin to go into detail, I'm probably sure that Revelation can witness that.
Revolution,
if we really
death,
go into depth
death.
Of what we're talking about, you know, they will shut this broadcast down right now. So you have to know.
They could try.
There is a war
they could
going
try.
On. There is a war
ain't
going on.
Happening.
You got to equip yourself. And we got a
Let's
goal.
Go,
we got a goal. Fearlessness. What up, King?
Yeah, man. We bring got another call in here, man. Then we gonna revolution. Hey, revolution, man. Quit trying to make me mess his name up too, Genesis. Revolution, man.
Yeah, bro.
I'm dropping revelation, homie. I'm tripping. That's my first name, man. Who I used to rap with. I was Genesis.
Revolution
and revolution.
I'm
tripping. This the revolution.
Well, check it out,
this the future, baby.
Revolution, it's both of them, because the man, he come from Revelation. He was saying, man, about that. Y'all talk about the behold a pair of horses. He said, man, I'm on that Revelation, Nate. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what's wild, though, bro? Like, when I first sat down with the word, when I first sat down with the good book, that's where I started. I guess, I don't know, man. I started from the back to the front. Like, I jumped right into Revelation. It's weird. And I look at my, you know what I'm saying? And I look at my life where it's like a lot of the prophetic and, you know, deep things and mysteries of God is what I took in first. But like
right.
my man was saying, how are you going to do that is the question proposed. And how we're going to do that is by Christ. A lot of the zeal and a lot of the revelation and a lot of the deep prophecy and things that the Lord has revealed, you know, everything gets evened out when you understand that love is the greatest commandment. Pray for your enemies. You know, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, to pray, supplication, faith, the basics, you know, loving your brother, loving your enemy, not being covetous, not stealing, not being envious, not biting. Those, you know, very just simple things. I love you, brother.
Yeah,
I love you, bro. You know, simple stuff.
Yeah,
now,
real quick,
you know, and that right there is what brings, that's what puts that revelation bull in a harness, you know, because the bottom line is the bull's not going anywhere. The bull going to be wild, and God is who God is. But when he has sent Christ, you put reins on that bull. You say love before anger. You know what I mean? You tame everything, and it all works for the glory of the Lord Jesus, and that's a beautiful thing. But man, I came to the Word reading Revelations, man. It's deep how God calls us, you know, and that's what I mean. These it's not that these youth need told, but they need to know, because a lot of the basic spiritual things that are going on, they're intriguing, and once a person starts to look into that stuff and understand how God works and understand how his creation works, these kids will spend more time, you know, researching and reading and understanding
right.
how God works in prayer than they would be searching for videos on YouTube. And if you really look at
Absolutely.
It, if you really look at it, that's what they do. They search videos all day long. We search too, but it's like, okay, this is something that you didn't know that was out there, so maybe you will spend your time looking these type of things up or reading this or spending more time with the Lord. But if people don't know, what did the Lord say? People perish for lack of what?
Knowledge. Say that.
There it is.
Favorite phrase.
There
it
is.
My favorite phrase. Wow.
Doing good. Hey.
Don't just
Hold
take
on,
it
man.
Me.
We got
take
another call. Yes, sir. We got another call over here, man. Evangelist Wanda. Wanda, what up, man? Unmute your mic, man. You on live. What's happening?
What's poppin', Wanda?
Hey there. What's going on?
Chillin', man.
What's going on, everybody? I just was listening to the broadcast. Hi, Revolution. Hi, Young
Hi,
D and her Oasis.
What's going on?
I want to say that this has been powerful already from the beginning to right now. It's so powerful that I have to say I agree with Revolution totally. You got to let people, especially the youth, we got to take the standards that the world is giving them and replace them with the principles that God has instructed us to live by.
Right,
got to let them know that Jesus is love. Jesus
Amen.
Is wealth. Jesus is
Show
joy.
Right.
Jesus is peace. Jesus is what's
right.
going to give you the desires of your heart. Not the world,
but
we got to set the example and give them the word and let them know that through the word and through knowledge and through researching God and reading his word and living by his standards, that you're going to be exposed to the truth and the fullness of life. You're going to have joy,
right.
unspeakable joy. You're going to be able to, you know, get over your haters. You're going to be able to defeat your enemies. You're going to be able to stand when someone is making you feel like you're not worthy or you're below or beneath them. Then you know you have the fullness of Jesus inside of you. You're higher than any mountain. You're bigger than any problem. You know, and when
exactly.
we give that to the youth and we expose them to the truth, you know, they'll start seeking it like they're seeking these worldly things.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
they won't be
the more,
spending
the more,
all the time
the more
on the Facebook.
And the more the Lord reveals truth to them, the more we are a testament to the Lord. The Lord said
exactly.
let your light shine that you may glorify your Father in heaven. You know, let your light shine that your works
That's
glorify
right.
your Father in heaven. When we sit down here with these children and we actually talk to them, and they connect the plots and see that there is truth to what we speak, and they like the way we brought it. The word of the Lord say, let your words be seasoned with salt. This is how souls are won. This is the process of winning souls being revealed to us. And it's like the sister said, they need to know Jesus. And they need they need to know the things of Jesus, the deep things of Jesus. They need to know that, yeah, those spirits, they invoke spirits on your songs, on your MP3, that when you sing along with them, you're casting spells upon yourself. But if these children don't know that, and they're ready to receive that, okay, we need to stop judging them like they're not ready to receive that. They are ready to receive that. But if you don't tell them that, they don't have any conscience to say, maybe I shouldn't sing along with, I'm not going to say any names, but maybe I shouldn't sing along with this artist or that artist, because when I take the headphones off, I look back into my life and it's calamity. I got demons sitting in my living room. I got demons sitting in my living room, you know, because I'm around the house person and yelling. But if they only know it to be just a song, and they don't know that spirits, dark spirits, are invoked on them rhythms, and there's tons of other stuff, but just that in particular, because they love music, they constantly got those headphones there. You know, if they don't know, then how can they duck? It's like saying, stand right there in the battlefield, bullets going to whiz by your head. Somebody saying, okay, I never heard of a bullet, but that's cool, right? They start whizzing, you're like, whoa. Why didn't you tell me what the bullets actually do?
Do, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, when you start to tell them what it actually do, then they say, "Whoa, I probably should duck because that's shrapnel and that's hot, and I don't want to da-da-da-da-da." Because if it's a redundant circle of preaching to the youth, or preaching even not just the youth, because there's a lot of dormant middle-aged and older Christians because of the redundant circle. And then when we say break tradition, we're not saying go back and change the Word of God, like the brother said about 20 minutes ago. We're not trying to uproot what Jesus said, but we shall do greater things.
That's right.
Period.
And
Jesus said the day is coming where people will worship me in spirit and truth. Let me tell you something. Satan hates to be exposed. What does it say in Ephesians? It says we shall not be partakers with the works of darkness. Rather, we should expose them. And let me tell you, in these days and times, God has equipped some of the saints to expose it to a T. And we got, God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is. He is so good. Yes, he is.
You know something? I want to impose on something right quick, because I'm hearing a lot of things flashing right quick. Now, see, Revolution kept saying the word. He kept saying truth. Oasis, I heard him kept saying word, and I heard Wanda, she kept saying word, and then I heard something whispering in my ear, what is the word? Well, Christ was the living word. Well, let's take it a little bit further.
Amen.
In the beginning now, was what? The Word. And the Word was what? God. And the Word
with
was God. With who? With God. So now,
amen.
Revolution brought up a very important point. These are facts. Because we keep casting the youth, the young generation to the side, saying they're not ready to know. But let me teach you. Let me show you the facts. And let me show you the evidence that they're ready to know. This generation is so far sophisticated beyond our understanding. Okay?
Yes, they are.
In our day, there's no way we can comprehend this technology of today. No way.
Right.
Revolution said these kids are all over the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube, Google. They know everything about it. Guess what? The word declares that we shall preach this gospel to the nation, the entire world.
Right.
The entire world. The desire of God is that not one soul perish. So guess what? What do we have to do? We have to literally do exactly what Revolution said. See, God said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word shall be established. We have to directly not compete, but we have to combat with it. We have to make that knowledge of God accessible in the language that these young kings, these young queens, these young ambassadors of the kingdom, we have to make this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding available to them in the areas where they're doing their research, because they are researching. But like Revolution said, they're getting the wrong research. They researching, but they listen who their preachers are. You know what I'm saying? He said he didn't want to mention the name, so you know I'm not gonna mention no name either. You know, he's going to throw water. He's throwing water on my fire right now today. You know, I guess that's to create balance. But you know me, I will explode on you, partner. You understand me? Because at the end of the day, just like my brother know over there, I know. Now, let me show you about the personification of God in the physical form. My God said that he is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time. You understand? My God says he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Funny how these brothers keep on calling it broadcast. You understand? These brothers with the mental capacity to know and understand that they are kings by birthright. Funny how they keep calling in here, oh, we got revolution on the line now. And we get O'Easy calling in from Carolina. You understand me? Then we get Street Eddie calling in. King Hurt calling in. Myself, Genesis. You know what I mean? Brother King Oasis. It's funny how we're all saying the same thing. Evangelist Wonder on the line right there. Preacher Boy calling in from time to time and spit this same knowledge. Why? Because it is right now that the whole world is waiting. With birth pains. Birth pains. For what? What they waiting on, Genesis? Let me tell you what they waiting on. They waiting on the revealings of the true sons of God. How can they see the true sons of God except we show them the truth? How can you know you've been following the lie until you get directly confronted with the truth? Huh? We the truth over here. That's basically what
that's
we
right.
mean when I say.
That's right.
We the
Amen.
Truth over here. You understand
Amen.
Me? Stop following the lie. Put down your rod. Follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. What kind of men you fishing for? We fishing for them men that they supposed to take
in
their rightful place in what? In what, Genesis? In glory. Where the glory at? We talking about the physical manifestation. The physical manifestation of what, Genesis? The physical manifestation of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven.
That being
right
said,
here on
hey.
Earth.
Let me get in there, man. Let me get in there. Check it out. We're going to go ahead and jump into inside, man, because I believe it's the you know, like one of us saying, it's a powerful song. And I remember, you know, Inside by Revolution. I remember when he got out the booth, got out the studio, man. He hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Say he going to send me this song, man. He was like how God came in the booth, how the Holy Spirit just took over in the booth, man. You know what I'm saying? And you really hear it in this song, man.
Yeah.
So. Go ahead and, you know, expound on the inside song. Introduce them to the inside before we get into a revolution.
Absolutely. Man, the Pharisees, and this goes back to the children knowing that the Lord is with them. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, they asked Jesus about the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of heaven does not come by observation. For the kingdom of heaven in the church is inside of you and all around you.
Say it.
And that is your anchor. You know, when you was out there and times they just seem too hard. You have to remember that the Lord is with you always. He is inside you and all around you. So that song right there, man, that's what it's all about, inside. And that hook was given to me by the Holy Spirit while I was driving my car at like 9:30 in the morning. Because I always do my hooks last because they always, you know, I try to sing them. They come in a melody, you know, and I know that if I sing it, and I like it, and I don't record it, I'm going to forget it. Man, the Holy Spirit gave me that hook. I ain't forget it, and it's stuck with me ever since. People love it. I love it. God is good. And our works need to be glorifying him. That's all. He is inside of us.
He is clean.
Do you understand the Bible says Jesus Christ is the master builder? Do you understand, that the breath of life does not come from a fallen cherub? The breath of life that comes from God. So if you're standing up walking around, do you understand that God is with that person? Do you understand how many people live right now in this world?
Amen. That's
much work to be done, laborers to be few, man. The parable of the 99 sheep, God's will is none should perish. And I'm going to ask y'all a real question. The question is this. Do y'all think everybody will be saved before the coming of the Lord? I don't think so. But we don't base it on that. We go out and work. We don't say, well, everybody ain't going to be saved by the coming up. We don't even account for that.
We say we going to go out there and fight and win as many souls as possible. You know what I mean? It's like a song out there called Rack 'em Up. We racking them up in heaven. The Bible says, lay your treasures up in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt. We laying
not
it up.
Corrupt.
We're not taking notes. We going through here. We saving souls, man. And furthermore, in our personal life, behind closed doors, when the lights are off and nobody's listening and there's no interviews and there's no music, how are we living? We're living for Christ Jesus. You
Amen.
See?
That's
you
right.
See?
In your private time, in your privacy. Yes. You see, this word is for somebody this morning listening. This word is for myself. Hey. Because ain't nobody got it all together. But here's the deal. Don't put so much emphasis on what you do in front of people for God. Make sure that your life behind closed doors for God is on fire. I mean, I'm hearing prayer closet right now. I'm hearing the word private time with God. You spend that private time with God, and you watch what happens. The Lord has woke me up in the wee hours of the night, the wee hours between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and he said, what you going to do? You going to lay on the bed and stare at the ceiling, or you going to go shut the door and have some time with me? You going to rule the day? You going to take control of your day? You gonna break it, and then after you get it together, I want you to share that with people. Tell them that there is power in the prayer closet.
Prayer,
There's power in the prayer closet. You understand God can deal with a murmur or a hum or some tears better than he can probably deal with an articulate, long, drawn-out speech. You better get in that prayer closet. You better stay broken before the Lord and let him move you. Get in that prayer closet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Greater is he. Greater is he that's in us. Greater is he that's inside of us than he that's in the world, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
This is when hip hop meets Christ. And this is the song Inside by Revolution, man. Be right back.
Joy. Mm-hmm.
Revolution. And we praise the living God, Son of God, sent by God, Jesus Christ. One time, revolution.
Inside is a reservoir. Inside is a reservoir. Inside is a reservoir. Inside is a reservoir. Inside is a reservoir.
Shadow of it. See Jesus, the warfare, you gotta love it. Get it, cause I got it, use it for me on the logic. Heaven last days, quickly making my deposit. Shot from the world, we ain't never earthbound. Shoes off when you pray it up on sacred ground. We ain't playing around, you see the last days. In the lineage of slaves, but I break chains. Shut them up, demons, shut them down. Cause of what? I'm with the Lord now. It's so premeditated, no one let the devil hate it. Kill Lucifer, Jesus, I'm dedicated. Straight five, the gospel, the apostle. Reaching the mass on behalf of the Father. Seeking this stuff, getting it done, I'ma offer. Letting it blaze fire the way when they talking.
Inside is your little boy. 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 Inside is your little boy.
Come on.
Inside is your little boy.
Never kill us twice, we are royalty. Speak on Christ with the mic, got it, Lord.
Got it.
And so they come kill us all, know the prophecy. Open up the Bible, me and Satan got a rivalry. Reading out of Genesis 6, the prelude. Only call on Jesus Christ to save you. All efforts to fight God get shut down. Especially if you put the rev on the mic now. I care less what they saying on the news channel. Situation in your life, let God handle. Know I got haters chilling on the sideline. And they say when I rap that I think it's mine. Ain't no lie that from kicking, I still pray for the wicked. It ain't no limit, still I listen, knowing God give me vision. Live a fire, burn bright, even with the suspicion. We keep it pimping with the music, tradition, who vision.
Inside is your little boy.
Come on.
Inside is your little boy.
Yeah.
Inside is your little boy.
Sing.
Inside is your little boy.
That's what I like.
Inside is your little boy. Inside is your little boy.
From the Spirit.
Inside is your little boy.
By the Spirit. Feel the Holy Spirit.
Inside.
not a lie. Let us howl from the source, yeah, we on course. Never scared of the reaper or the pale horse. Revelation be the revolution's conversation. So blatant in the nation that has gone crazy. Like the mouth of a man raising a baby. Tis the gospel of Jesus Christ, no ifs, ands, or may.
No ifs, ands, or may. No ifs, ands, or may. No ifs, ands, or may. No ifs, ands, or may. No ifs, ands, or may. No ifs, ands, or may. Inside is your
life.
Inside is
your life.
Hallelujah, that's what I'm talking about. Open up the Bible, me and Satan got a rival. You know what I'm talking about? For real, that's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into when with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening today. We're interviewing the homie over there, man, Revolution, you know what I mean, slash Revelation. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing, man, because, you know, I didn't know what to call this broadcast. I wouldn't call it Revolution, and then God just put Revelation in there, and it's amazing, bro. I didn't know you started off reading the Bible in Revelation, man. You know what I'm saying? But,
is that,
yeah,
that, is
that's
that
what's
backwards?
Up,
back to front, back
right.
to front, back to front. But it's,
right.
you know,
you
it's interesting because Revelation is the future. I mean, it'd be
right.
like where we
yeah.
where we were headed, where we were headed, or where we are at, or where we're in the process
right.
of, and you know. But like I said, it's the commandments. People, you know, somebody said to me, she said, you know, we're free from law. You know, what commandments do you speak of that Christ, you know, asked us to be of? And, you know, I went down all the commandments. You know, Jesus has commandments. He has a way that we should be living our life. And when I, you know, people talk about discernment and things like that. Let me tell you something. Those words in red are the measure. Okay, those words in that Bible that came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, that is the measure in which you test the spirits. If it goes against the words that came out of his mouth in red, because Jesus Christ is God's final say-so on everything and what is to come, period. There's no getting around it. There's no saying, well, you know, this is more important than that, or this aspect of the Bible is more important. No, it doesn't work like that. What it is we serve a God of order, and in God's order, the Son was sent, and in God's order, he sits at the right hand of God. Therefore, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Those words in red, and what came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ is the absolute and complete final say-so.
That's right.
What does this say? Or what did Jesus say?
Right.
Because if you read
right.
Paul, who does Paul talk about? Jesus.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, if you read Psalms, what did David say? My Lord said to his Lord. What does the Bible say? It says God is a spirit. Does it not? God is a spirit. Does it not? Adam and Eve heard the walking of the Lord in the cool of the day. If God is a spirit and it has legs, then what does that mean? That means Jesus. He was there. He
right.
was there. He's always been there. I am the Alpha,
Hallelujah.
I am the Omega, I am the first and the last. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Hallelujah.
But the point is that the fact of the matter is this. Right now in these days and times, it's not really about this opinion or that opinion. Those words in red, what came out of the mouth of Jesus is the final say-so. No ifs,
mm-hmm.
ands, buts about it.
That's
Period.
Right. No ifs,
Amen.
Ands, or maybe. No ifs, ands, or maybe. Baby, that's what I'm
Jeez.
Talking about. No ifs, ands, or maybe.
Why?
Good show, man.
Why, though? Why? Because he is
right.
the living word. He is the personification
right.
of the word.
That's
you
right.
understand what I'm saying? He ain't nothing but the word. You know what I mean? So how you gonna do what he did or greater than he did without doing the basics first, which is what he did, which is become the word. That's what we have to do.
That's love.
Understand? We have to access. Love, we have to look at this word through another eye. You understand what I'm saying? Like Revolution said, this is the words written in red. That is the measure. That is the word of God. You understand? But we gotta know how to access that under. You want to know what Christ knew? You gotta do what Christ did. What Christ did? You understand what I'm saying? What did he do? What exactly did he do? Let's ask a question. What did he do? He did what? Say it again, King. Say it again. He did what?
L-O-V-E, love, man.
Love, unconditionally. Yes.
And guess what? That's the other word. He loved. Not only did he loved unconditionally. So, in his loving us unconditionally, he do exactly what Revolution said that we should do. He shined the light.
Amen.
He exposed.
Yes.
He exposed.
Yes.
And can I chime in on that, bro? Not only did he love, Jesus was a servant. He was a servant. My God, he was a servant. He was a servant.
The master servant. Master builder. The master servant. Master builder. In order to build, you got to start from the foundation. Christ do. He washed the feet. Feet, let's deal with the bottom, huh? You build the structure of any building, huh? You build the structure of any foundation. How about you build the structure of the kingdom from the bottom? You build by serving. Why? Because the greatest in this earth will be the least. Why? Because the last shall be first. Why? Because those that's doing the most serving, those are the ones that's building. Christ, the anointed one, is the title, is the definition of Christ. He's the anointed one, the anointed sent by God, the anointed one with that knowledge, with that wisdom and that understanding to teach the real truth. That's that word of here, man, truth.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. Let's become that word. Let's go,
right.
King. Oh, what it is. Oh, let's get it popping.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I got a question. Has King Hus called in yet?
I don't see him nowhere.
Okay, reason why? Because this is what I want to know, man. Because I'm real interested right now. I'm feeling some type of way about this broadcast and the music that you're playing and these words that's being thrown out. What I need to know is there any type of way that we can add a link to where they you know how on the website where they click on my link to purchase my album and it takes them directly to tapepublishing.com. Is it a way that we can put a link to where they can access this brother's album for the next few weeks or month or so if they happen to stop by KLBGMG.com, which is Kings Ordained by God Music Group, because these kings need to be exposed.
Bottom
because
line. Revolution, go ahead and put your info out there, man. Put your info out there how people can reach you, get in touch with you, get your music or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
It's like this, bro. I'm very transparent. I'm not, you don't got to call one person and another person to get me. You might call me, man. I might be in the McDonald's drive-thru or something, bro. So I'm on all the social medias. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Facebook, Gerard Biggs Jr. On Twitter, it's at Gideon Factor. All of my purchase links can be found from my ReverbNation.com website, as well as having a SoundCloud. I'm also on iTunes as well. If you go to your Google search bar, and you type in Gerard Biggs Jr. Revolution, you will see about 12, 13 links pop up. So
okay,
and every purchase link, every way to get at me in social media, you know, music for download, music for purchase, all of that information is right there. You know, like, hey, you know, everything is being set up. I actually sat down with my mother, like, probably say over the Thanksgiving, Christmas time, you know, and I sat down with her and she gave me some good game, and the game that I needed to hear, and it was, you know, you got to have a business plan and you got to have a business model with this thing right here.
Because the fact of the matter is,
you know, you need to be prepared. And from sitting down with my mother, she owned her own dance studio for like 20 years in Northern Virginia, and she ran it. I mean, she actually taught dance for like 20-plus years in Northern Virginia, but, you know, she was a single parent, and I always was behind her watching how she ran the business. And,
Peeping game, you know, it's
in my blood. And when you sit in the closet and you grinding on your craft, you're trying to tweak your craft, you're getting it to sell right, you're not, your ears really ain't preppy to any type of business. You just like,
you ain't thinking about business, you're creative.
But once you get to a point where the Lord wants to move you and put you in front of more people to deliver His work, things have to be enforced. You know, we serve a sovereign God and a God of order. It's like when you put a seed into the dirt, we understand, literally understand that God could make that rose immediately come out of the dirt if he wanted to. We understand
God's rose from the concrete, baby.
He going to let that seed germinate. He going to let it grow. He going to let the petals protrude. He going to do all of that. And that's what this thing has been. But yeah,
that's exactly what's happening.
All the links and all that stuff, the music is available there. But I'm really on this, making sure people know the truth and are informed.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about putting a different spin to the gospel or adding prosperity and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is what is in the Word of God right now. And what that pertains to your life right now in 2014. Because the bottom line is a lot of people think that this thing in the gospel is a fable or a legend. So what God is allowing us to do as servants of the kingdom is bring these things to the forefront to look, to say, hey, this stuff is literal. Do you understand or can you wrap your mind around your soul leaving your body if you should die?
Oh, man.
Amen now.
Do you understand that your girlfriend having pain during childbirth was spoken way back in the Garden of Eden? But if you know that women shall have pain and travail in childbirth, then they're uninformed. So that's what I'm on right now. The music is good because the music is like icing on the cake. You want to eat a cake with no food, it's going to be dry.
Amen.
Revolution. God said this. He said, I want your music to be relevant to your lifestyle. When you hear your music, you want a tear to come up. I want your heart to be moved. I want what you rapping to be your lifestyle. Not on a personal aspect, but for every single one of us on this line, every single one of us here in this broadcast, because I'm telling you, the Bible says and calls it the great and terrible day of the Lord. You got to understand, this is what the Lord revealed to me. He said, son, check this out. He said, my father knows the time of my return. I don't. And there are things right now that are happening that are breaking my heart. Jesus has his heart broken, if you will. There are things that are pleasing to God right now that he's pleased with, but the overall amount of people that are perishing and going to hell, I don't cut corners, I'm transparent. The mass amount of people that are going to hell right now, it is grieving Jesus. But here's the deal. This is why servitude is essential. Jesus says to me, he says, son, I'm watching things that grieve me. My father says that he knows the hour of my return, just like I told my disciples, just like I'm telling you. I don't know the hour of my return, but let me tell you something. When the father says, go, I'm coming. I'm coming. And just like women having pain in childbirth was spoken ages ago, and it still happens, pray, thank you, Jesus, my wife about to give birth to our eighth child, just like women have pain in childbirth, and that was spoken back then, let me tell you something. When the Bible says the great and terrible day of the Lord, that means everything, every grievance that Jesus has on his heart is coming back with him. The Bible says the elements shall melt from the fervent heat. You know what the elements are? Oxygen, air, water, trees, grass, air. The elements shall melt from the fervent heat. It is not a game. Jesus Christ is not a fable. It is not a legend. He is real, and he is waiting.
Exactly.
And he does it. He's waiting. He's waiting. He knows each and every single one, every skeleton in our closet, he knows. And he's waiting.
Yeah.
He's saying, when are you going to get rid of it?
Yeah,
in my power, in my power, and in my name, after you get, after you're full of zeal, and after you hear the music, and after you fellowship with your brothers, how much power in me will allow you to be loosened and be free and come to me as you are?
Yes.
I
yes.
need 100% of you. I don't need 95%. I don't need 90%. Because now it becomes a gamble. But when you live holy for the Lord and you put all things aside for the Lord and you strive, hey, what did the Lord say? He says, many shall come to me in the last day and say, Lord, Lord, did I not? Lord, did I not? Lord, and he shall say, depart from me. I never knew you.
I know you know
Jesus.
Right.
That relationship with Jesus, that relationship with Jesus is what puts it down on the tablet. It puts it down in the book of life. It says, hey, this person called. You know what the souls in hell say? They say, I know it's about Jesus now. I repent. I never knew that everything in this universe rested on one hinge. Satan deceived me. Now I'm here. Oh, my God, if I could just go back to earth and repent and repent and repent, but I can't, but I can't, but I can't. I'm stuck here eternally. And when Jesus comes through, you know what he says? He says this. He says, daughter, son, if you had called on me when you had life, I would have came to you. If you had called on me when you had life, right now is the time to give it to Jesus. From all angles, every weakness, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Every person on this line who is in any type of bondage, financially, habitually, Lord, through lust, through sex, through anything, financially, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus, we break those bonds today.
Cast it
Lord,
out right
we
now.
In
Hallelujah.
Your mighty name, Jesus, we command any weapon formed against us by the enemy to shatter all bondage, break any chains. Let no weapon formed prosper. Anybody
yes,
on this line, Jesus, and I don't need to go back, Jesus, because I know that you know who's on this line. I know
Hallelujah.
That this is the day the Lord has made, and this conversation
yes.
is appointed for right now. Lord Jesus,
Hallelujah.
In your mighty name, we
in
come against dark
Jesus.
Powers, principalities, and spirits that want to ravage and tear up our lives. Jesus, we come against them in your mighty name and know
in
that
the
we
name
are
of Jesus.
From what you did on Calvary, Lord Jesus, you have died for us. Allow us to surrender those things that we habitually go to. Let us to surrender those things that we habitually commit. Lord, let us understand that we cannot get to heaven faking and tiptoeing. Lord, allow us to understand
Hallelujah.
That you are and Lord, allow us to know and please hear our hearts and know that we need you to help us with these
Lord.
Things. Jesus, we call on you while we have life, Jesus Christ.
Your
word says, he who denies me before men, I shall deny before my Father.
My Father.
He who
Hallelujah.
Confesses my name before men, I shall confess him before my Father.
My
thank
Father.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Powerful, powerful, powerful. And the word of the Lord says that he will come out from among them. Understand? See, Christ said that I was among them and they knew me not. Revolution just told you, by the unction of the Spirit of the Lord, you got to know how to hearken to the sound of the Lord and the voice of the Lord. He just told you. See, when that scripture writes that he's going to be coming out of the clouds, to me, that is symbolic to the cloudy vision of man. Meaning that we won't be able to recognize him. And I remember when Jesus himself said, even the Son of Man doesn't know the time or the hour of which his return shall be. But one thing he did know is that it was going to be in the twinkle of an eye. He was going to blink and he was going to be right up on you because the Father knows. The Father knows the hearts of man in this day. And he knows that the hearts of fathers have turned against their sons and the hearts of mothers have turned against their daughters and family against family. He knows the shift
And for that time, the time is being, it's being expedited, or shall we say, for the elect's sake, for the elect's sake. So we have to know, that this here is a fair warning for just as it was spoken in history's time, and just as sure as there is nothing new under the sun, just as sure as it happened then, it is going to happen again. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, I don't come to bear you. See, I don't come to bring you specifically or contained form of the gospel of Christ. See, what I come to give you is the gospel of the kingdom. Why? Because the gospel of the kingdom is that gospel of Christ, which was that that grace and mercy, that love, but also that judgment. And we have to execute the judgment of God. What did he say? If we judge ourselves, if we're constantly judgmental of ourselves, if we're watching ourselves, and we are, like Revolution said, if we live in this thing, if it's one thing to say it, but it's a whole other thing to be it. Like I said in one of my songs, hey, man, hey, I ain't coming to preach the word. I'm living it. Why? Because these words that I'm writing down, this scripture, this gospel that we're writing down of the kingdom, that we're writing down by unction of the Holy Spirit that was introduced to us by Jesus the Christ, the anointed one. So on that day, the Son of Man, the next anointed one, when he comes, blowing that trumpet, and those spirits begin to recognize that voice, because my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not depart to. On that day, Jesus, it is the great and terrible day.
Jesus,
the great
alive,
and terrible
man.
Day of the Lord is at hand. It is at hand. It is not a game. It is not a game. Like he said,
that's
it is
right.
Not a game. It is not a game. The Son of Man don't
that's
even
right.
know when he's returning. All he going to know is Father going to say, go. And he's going to be like, oh, this is what I've been putting his body for. I've been here the whole time. I didn't even know it. Let me tell you something. Christ didn't begin his his baptism when he got baptized, and he began to do his work at the age of 30. So that man was on the face of the planet being God in the personification of man, the God-man, the Son of Man that came through the womb of a woman, with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God, which means the possessor of power. The possessor of power. He didn't even know. All he knew was he was 12 years old running around asking the elect people questions that they couldn't answer. But then all he knew was one day, the Father told him it was time. And he went up under that water. And something happened. So be well. Be well. For that great day of the Lord is here. I assure you, it is here. It is here. It is here. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can we get some worship music or something? Because I feel something in the spirit, King. Oh, my God. The Revolution just broke something in the spiritual realm. But he broke something in the practical realm, too. Because he took the truth. He took that word. And he made it life. Because he breathed. He breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of everyone on this broadcast. He said everyone. And when a king speaks, the kingdom shakes. And there has been a shaken atmosphere due to the voice, the trumpet of a king. Because in order for the King of Kings to return, there have to be kings for him to be king of. In order for the Lord of Lords to return, there has to be lords for him to lord over. Now, I assure you that the trumpet is sounding, and those bodies are being wakened. The dead is being risen today.
Mm-hmm.
I assure you that the kingdom is at
hand. Hallelujah. That's right.
For the suffering. For the suffering of the children.
Yes.
For the suffering the baby for the suffering of the blind, for the manipulation, for the prostitution.
Hallelujah.
That
I come these things of the world, be fearful and believe and have love, you will have life. You got to humble yourself and know that you are the God's children. Yes, humble yourself and know that Jesus dwells within you and he wants you to have life and life more abundantly. Yes, he does. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Does. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow. Wow. Do you feel that? Do you,
yes.
you still
Hallelujah.
Think God is an imaginary spaceman sent somewhere in an invisible location? You still think? You still think?
No, that ain't happening. Hallelujah. God is real. He's real
God.
Today.
You still
He's
think we serve
today.
A mystical God? Wow. Wow. You feel that? Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You
yes,
got
it
to
is.
Feel it.
Yes.
Glory to the living God.
Just like Revolution and Young G just said, you got to know God and you got to know he is real. This is not a game. This is the truth. This is life right now. As we see, as we speak, these kings are speaking and I'm trembling and my heart is overjoyed because I know God is in this word. This word is, and as our youth, we need to get this word, and we need to live this word, and we need to speak this word, and we need to know that God is making a way, and he's making a way through his word and his love and his life. We got to live it just like he did, right here on this earth. And it's the truth. It's just the truth.
Yes, it is.
Y'all there?